City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Chinese group ready to offer $700 million to buy Liverpool Football Club. Let's welcome Simon to the show. Hello, pal.
Hi, Steve. You okay?
Right, well, what about this story? I have to say, for a few months, I've heard sort of whispers about different groups that would have a prospect, an interest in the football club in the future. How sort of concrete is this one?
There's a lot of interest, I think, in Liverpool at the moment. I wouldn't be surprised if this was the only interest to come out over the next couple of months, if I'm being totally honest. That this interest stretches back until February, March time when contact was made between Sino Fortone and FSG. From Sino Fortone's point of view, that they haven't really received any indication that FSG want to make a deal or work with them. Even I know Sino Fortone are keen to get involved in Liverpool, not just because of the football club, but because of the city as well. Obviously, Liverpool's got close links with China. At the moment, obviously, China's really investing in football, both in China and abroad. I know Inter Milan were bought last week by a Chinese takeover. So, at this stage, it's quite a strange story, I guess, because, it's certainly not about to happen, but there's certainly interest there. And I think it just reflects as well, the not only the interest in China, from China in football, but the interest in Liverpool and the Premier League, because obviously the Premier League at the moment is awash with cash. There's a lot of interest. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if Sino Fortone, having not received any encouragement from Liverpool, might end up looking elsewhere.
The one thing it said to me straight away was what a savvy buy it was by John W. Henry when he purchased the football club. What was the exact figure when he bought it?
God, that's a good question. They put it this way, they'd be making... Well, FSG had never got into this to make money out of Liverpool. They do have sporting interests at heart. I know there's like a lot of scepticism around foreign investors and foreign owners in football. The markup on this, the money that Sino Fortone are talking about is £700 million. I would think that FSG value the club at higher than that, bearing in mind it was between £200 and £300 million when they bought it. But they have invested cash; they haven't taken money out of the club, contrary to what a common thought is. They are interested certainly in making Liverpool successful on the pitch. They understand, there is a relationship between success on the pitch and making the club prosperous financially. We've seen, how they built the stand, the main stand, and that's going to be opened either in August or September. They don't make rash decisions, really. They think things through. And I think that's reflected by the way they purchased the club as well. They were lurking in the background for a while when they bought Liverpool and managed to get on with the business quite quietly. I think they like to do the business quietly as well. But obviously Sino Fortone of this information came to me, a few weeks ago, and it's quite hard to try and establish, both sides of the story, and try and qualify exactly what the truth is. I think at this stage I'd be surprised if FSG decided to sell, outright to another bidder. I think they want to stick around and see success through. That they absolutely love Jurgen Klopp. I know we like to think of things in financial terms and put dollar signs, pound signs, euro signs behind everything. But I think they do want to be around for the success as well. And I think they feel that they're a lot closer to success with Jurgen Klopp. So at this stage, I'd be surprised to see an outright buy of Liverpool, but that's not to say that they've always been interested and see the value in an investment somewhere by an outside body to really support Liverpool in the way they need. But obviously they need to find the right kind of partner in that as well. So I know that's something that they really think about carefully.
I mean, they're business people as well, aren't they? But they want to continue the journey, and that's fine. What didn't surprise me was that it was a Chinese consortium, because actually all we've heard for a year now is this Chinese Super League spending ridiculous amounts of money on players. And then obviously the likes of, and we had Mark Wright on earlier a couple of days ago. He was at the International Business Conference in the city. And him and Michael Owen have launched something in terms of tapping into soccer schools in China. So they're going big into that in the next 10 years. China seems to really want to have a go at this football arc.
Yeah. I mean, I heard the, you know, sort of the interviews with Mark Wright and Michael Owen as well, who were getting involved in football over there. And I know that the Chinese government have put aside an astronomical sum of money towards the development of football in that country, which stretches into 2050. I think it's a 34-year plan, which, you know, sounds very communist-like, doesn't it? You know, they're going to be pumping a huge amount of money into football. We saw virtually overnight in January how they invested, you know, vast sums of money on players from, you know, big European clubs, players that are still at the peak of the game, players that are still, you know, valuable, who would interest a lot of, you know, top European clubs as well. So they're not mucking about. I mean, as I said, I think sooner or later an English football club will be bought by you know, Chinese owners. It might not be Liverpool. It could be, but at this stage, it seems that, you know, Liverpool are either, you know, I know FSG through the Echo have kind of dismissed the claims, but, you know, I think at this stage that they probably wouldn't want it to be known that, you know, somebody with these kind of resources would be interested in Liverpool, because it obviously puts pressure on Liverpool to succeed. You know, it puts pressure on them to this summer to deliver, you know, what Jurgen Klopp wants, certainly in terms of, you know, what he's going to do. I mean, one thing that hasn't, you know, been really discussed within the piece there was, you know, transfer and funds available for the manager. So, you know, I think that will, you know, put a little bit of pressure on FSG inevitably over the course of the summer. But the one clear thing that I've found, you know, I mean, I don't want to judge everything by social media, but, you know, a lot of people have kind of obviously responded to me on social media in light of this. And, you know, people are kind of, you know, not really taken by the idea, if I'm being honest. You know, I think that, you know, there's a lot of Liverpool fans, particularly, you know, those based in Liverpool and in the UK, realise the value and inconsistency. And they can see, you know, that Liverpool are in a really good position at the moment. You know, the things are happening at Liverpool. I know it's taken 5 years for them to get the stand in order, but it's there, something that FSG have delivered nevertheless, you know, something that neither, you know, the previous owners or obviously the owners before that could deliver. So they have done it. They delivered a you know, potentially a world-class manager. Now all they need to do is get it right on the pitch.
Yeah, I suppose if any fan base understands the value in having consistency of owners, it's yeah. Liverpool Football Club, isn't it?
Exactly, Steve. I mean, I think Liverpool supporters are very wise to how this all works. I mean, I personal view is, you know, that Liverpool needs guidance and wisdom. Obviously, it needs financial backing. I mean, the one thing, I suppose, if you're going to criticise FSG is, you know, largely, I suppose, that the appointments that they've made haven't really proven to be long-term successful, that the signings that they've made, you know, have been very inconsistent. You know, they haven't really had a huge amount of success over the six-year period. There's only been one trophy. So there's two areas of the field where two areas where they could obviously improve. I mean, there is room for improvement. They have finished eighth last year in the league, which is what, you know, everybody should really be defining, you know, Liverpool on. I think, you know, results on the pitch as well as obviously the financial side. So I think that they'll be aware of, you know, there is a need for Liverpool to start delivering. You know, that they were close enough last year, you know, with two finals, but. You know, obviously this summer's a massive summer. Every summer's massive, isn't it? But this summer particularly, with the calibre of manager that's coming to the Premier League, particularly to the North West, you know, that they're going to have to find a way to push Liverpool a lot closer, certainly in the league next year. So, yeah, I mean, I think that they've done largely a good job, but, you know, there's still a huge, there's still definitely room for improvement.
And you touched on it briefly before. Is it a good thing or not to have potential suitors knocking on your door, you know, being interested in buying your football club? I mean, obviously you don't have to sell, but I just wonder whether it is a good thing, not just Liverpool. You know, if you are one of those top clubs and you've got pressure to actually sell to big money investors.
Well, I mean, I think what it does show is that, you know, that Liverpool are still how highly Liverpool are regarded in world football, in British football, in European football. That's a good thing. I mean, it's probably from an ownership, a current ownership point of view, I understand why they might feel that, you know, kind of makes, you know, as I said to you before, it does put pressure on them, because obviously if you've got, you know, a lot of people judge things by money now, don't they? A lot of football supporters, they think that, that football, you know, success derives directly from the amount of investment that, that comes. I mean, if we look at it really, I mean, there's not really one club in the last 10 to 15 years that have consistently got it right on the pitch, certainly not in England, you know, based on consistency. I think there is an opportunity to do that, but that, for that to happen, there needs to be wisdom and guidance, and the right kind of guidance. And obviously Liverpool, you know, I think FSG have got the best intentions, but sometimes perhaps the delivery of what they want to do hasn't been followed through in the way it should have been, and that's where the problems obviously are. So, you know, to answer your question, I think that the you know, it's a potentially difficult situation that they might find themselves in, but, you know, looking on the positives, it might refocus what they're trying to do with the club, you know, what they really must try and deliver over the next, certainly the next 12 months, because for a club the size of Liverpool to win one trophy in 6 years, it's just not good enough, if we're being honest. And I think that should be the focus, to make sure that Jurgen Klopp has all the support that he needs. You know, they've got the stadium right, they've got a lot of things right, but it just hasn't quite happened on the pitch. And when they do, I think that when they do get that right, I think it will get a huge amount of trust, you know, from the support. I think large swathes of supporters do trust FSG, but until they get it right on the pitch, there'll always be question marks.
Okay, if you want to read Simon's piece in full, that's an exclusive in the Independent back page of that. Chinese group ready to offer $700 million to buy Liverpool. Si, thanks for your time this morning.
No problem, Steve.
Simon Hughes there from the Independent.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.